It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we've got Tex Mars coming up in the next segment for a full hour to discuss both Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments. Earlier in the week, we had Mark Dice of the Resistance Manifesto, and then we covered the America's Secret Beginning series, so it's really been an occult week here. We really wanted to do the entire week. Hopefully, we'll be able to get somebody on tomorrow about it, but so far, we're not sure. Tex is really one of the leaders on not only the occult, but secret societies, their symbolism, and I really want to get his take, not only on some of the callers that we've had in the past couple days, but definitely the America's Secret Beginning series, the Dark Star series, the Dog Star series, and kind of like this idea that some of these Luciferians have that, you know, the study of Lucifer is this abstract thing of illumination, empowerment, technology, and others see it as a kind of metaphysical or physical being. So all that stuff, but, you know, we have a huge news blitz, too. I really want to be talking about this filmmaker who plans to use an eye socket camera, and this thing is really, it looks like a contact lens, and what the implications there are. I mean, if you think about it, this technology's here. I mean, we could be using this in law enforcement so that everything is recorded, and really, if you think about it, you could use it as a probation tool. If you were sentenced, then the courts would be able to put one of these on your eyeball at all times, and basically they would be able to see what you see and probably tape it. I mean, we're in that type of a society. We're going to be following up on this bird flu vaccination. Two separate strains of bird flu found in, of course, the bird flu vaccine, as well as a strain of flu vaccine. I think on the first show we did, we were talking about how there was this new strain of flu that was mutated and was now resistant 98.5% of the time to Tamiflu. And this Tamiflu, of course, Barack Obama has heavy stock into. And I'm warning you, folks, you take the Tamiflu, you're going to end up with the flu or worse. Okay, don't take these shots. Why are they offering these shots for free? I mean, you find out that they have thimerosal in them, mercury, SV40, and now two separate kinds of bird flu. We're really going to go into that. We're going to be talking about how the theory that these cricket attacks are inside jobs in Pakistan. Well, of course that, I mean, look, it's come out today that these guys took a very leisurely getaway. We covered yesterday how the people that they did pick up had nothing to do with the attacks and they were fishing for information. The day before that, we covered how the police department actually got detailed warnings of where the attacks were going to happen and who they were going to happen to. And of course, it did happen. So reeks of an inside job, reeks of an attack. There's actually a great Prison Planet story out there right now called Pakistan Cricket Attack Inside Job Theory Goes Viral. It's really all over the foreign press. Our media is so controlled. I mean, it's sick. In fact, you know what? We tried to pull up an American story about this bird flu vaccine. The one thing I found buried in there was a Bloomberg story, but we went to the link, and it's just an advertisement. So maybe Bloomberg printed it, but it seems to be really muddled back. I got to find it. Maybe it's on the cachet thing. And, of course, in these rough times, these rough economic times, almost nobody's making money. Well, except for Walmart. Walmart sales are on the rise. You know, while Blockbuster is talking about how they're going to renegotiate their credit, you know, try to make people think that they're not going to go bankrupt. And Circuit City's going bankrupt. In fact, I think GM said today that they will be bankrupt very soon unless they get another $3.5 billion. Oh, General Motors. Now, that's really going to hurt because that has infrastructure. That has American jobs. And remember, we don't make anything in this country anymore. Nothing's made here. Except for hopes and dreams and fairy tales, my friend. It really is. It's like Hollywood garbage is all that's made here. And iPhones so we can play, you know, beer pong online through our phone. It's absolutely ridiculous. We'll be back with Tex Mars after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are joined by accomplished lecturer, researcher, and author Tex Mars. You know, I got to tell you, Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments, both available at InfoWars.com, are the actual books that are in my bathroom that, you know, I try to get guests to check out. And it's just a pleasure to have you on, Tex.
Hey, Jason, great to be with you, and congratulations on your new show. Of course, I'm sure most of your audience knows exactly who you are. Your terrific video, the best out there on 9/11, really revealing the truth. But it's great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. And I really just wanted to go over these books because earlier in the week we had Mark Dice. We touched upon Bohemian Grove and not only occult philosophy but Luciferianism. And last night we had the America's Secret Beginnings writer and director of all three, and we really got into things like Manly P. Hall and the Dog Star Sirius. And I really just wanted to get your take on this because you've really put together the most illustrations of not only, you know, these monuments and landmarks throughout the world, and especially in the D.C. architecture, but of the actual individuals who are in these quote-unquote secret societies and their hand signals and how they communicate with each other, essentially.
Yeah, you know, what we really have, and it's at first preposterous until you truly study it, we find we're in some, middle layer of some labyrinth or a matrix as such. But there's a hidden world all around us with very, very powerful, deep occult meaning. And it has been built very carefully, practically stone by stone, statue by statue, symbol by symbol, by occultists, members of secret societies, magical believers, basically Satanists, okay? Let's get down to it. Satanists, people who do not think like you and I do, Jason, and we cannot think like they do, and thus it's hard for us to get in their heads. I don't even want to. So sometimes, you know, as the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. I know there is an architectural colossus of what I call cosmic dimensions that has grown up throughout this world. It's been being built for over 200 years here in the United States. But now in the last quarter of a century, the building of it has escalated everywhere you go. In a, I talk about Astana, Kazakhstan and Poland and all kinds of new places where these satanic structures are going up. And at the same time, what I call in Codex Magica, where I study, you know, the secret signs and the symbols and the hidden codes of the Illuminati, this is a global psychodrama. This is a forever-changing transformation of men's minds in plain sight. And they used every form of media possible, you know, television, the Internet, certainly all of the news, the print and other forms of media, magazines and so forth, movie, Hollywood, even cartoons and games, in order really to create a new way of thinking, you know, as Gorbachev once put it in his book Perestroika, which really is a mesmerizing form of hypnotism, so that we will all, we slaves, then will absolutely love to lick the boots of the masters.
Well, you know, you, early on you mentioned Satanism, and, you know, like I was discussing earlier in the week, some of these people who are declared, you know, Satan worshippers or into Luciferianism will say, well, you know, we don't really believe that, you know, there is a devil, and really the study of Satanism is just the Enlightenment study of technology, while others will cop to the fact that they do believe that this is an actual real physical or metaphysical being.
Well, you know, Anton LaVey, Dr. Michael Aquino, probably the two best known Satanists in the United States. Anton LaVey in 1966, June 6, 66, he chose that auspicious date, Jason, founded the Church of Satan, which was a 501c3 tax-approved church. At the same time, Dr. Michael Aquino, who was a full colonel in the U.S. Army, and who wrote books about the use of psychological warfare, and articles that were published in military army journals, okay, highly respected, founded a group called the Temple of Set. Now, also a satanic church. Now, Dr. Aquino was asked about this, and he thought it was almost comical that many people who worship Lucifer or Satan do not really know who they worship. And he says there are many people in the metaphysical world, for example, who don't even really know. They talk about worshiping an energy force. He says, but we who are in the Satanist realm, we have a precise grip on who we worship. So they do know, and many people, of course, they love to debate Christians. I remember when I was up in Seattle, Washington, some years ago, and I was debating of skeptics as well as witches. And one of the lead witches, head of a big coven there in the Seattle area, this was on King TV, I think it's the NBC or CBS affiliate, but in any case, at a big town meeting. A witch got up and just blasted me. And she said, how dare you accuse us witches of worshiping Satan? I'll have you know we don't even believe in Satan. Satan is a Christian invention. And I came right back at her, and I let her know, informed her that I'd studied witchcraft for many, many years. I received all of their journals, magazines, had read all their books from the top witches around the world. And I said, not only do you worship a goddess, but you worship Pan, the horned god of the forest, in his male or masculine form. I said, do you not? And she came back, and she was almost frightened. She couldn't believe that anybody would even know this. And she says, well, yes, we worship Pan, the horned god, but that's not Satan. So, you know, again, you know, we get into this Orwellian language thing, but this is way beyond technology. This goes into spirituality, and it really is involved in magic, the invocation of demons. For example, much of the architecture is built on the basis of Eastern religions, and worship of certain beings. Let me give you one example of that. Architect Louis Kahn is a very famous architect today, and he built the Salk Center. Now we're getting back to the you know, the vaccinations. You mentioned Tamiflu and some of those things people mm-hmm. shouldn't take. Well, he designed the Salk Center. Now he is one of these people that I profiled in Mysterious Monuments. Now, this is a medical facility near La Jolla, California. They're going to come out with new ways to give us vaccines and so forth. His design is inspired by Lao Tzu's Taoism, that's the yin-yang equilibrium, Tibetan mandalas, the seven chakras of the Hindus, and when asked about his design, and I have a picture of it in the book, several pictures, of the Salk Center. Kahn said it serves the spirit, the divine or sacred nature of the building, he said, can be experienced by people who enter it. He says, in the end, it promotes a life force and spirit so that the spirit of the building takes over. So supposedly you go in this building, and its spirit, it's a living entity. Now, you know, Jason, you and I say, oh, poppycock. Mm. Not this. You know, and I do, because these people use, you know, magical geometry, numerology, astrology, and all kinds of nonsensical things. But, you see, here's the point about it. These people are billionaires, millionaires. They are the people in charge. They are the ones who constructed Washington, D.C. And they are the ones, when you see the architecture of the Batman movies, you know, of The Dark Knight and others, and you see the architecture of Chicago and New York with all the gargoyles, mm-hmm. the demon statues on top of buildings, they're the ones who built these things, and they gave them spiritual meaning and importance. We can laugh about it, but they're in charge.
Exactly. You know, that's the point I often make to people. I'm saying, you know, especially to people who are atheists, I always say to them, you know, because I'm not very religious myself, and I try not to, you know, put it out there, but I say to them, you know, if there really is nothing to religion at all, then how come the elites are so deeply into the occult, and how come they control everything? It seems like, you know, and then you tell them, you know, occult, by its very definition, is just hidden. It's hidden knowledge. So you look at these people, and, you know, like that witch talking to you and saying, oh, well, yeah, we worship Pan, but she'll probably make the argument that that's just earth worship or Gaia worship. We don't believe that. But these beings, these entities seem to overlap throughout history.
Yeah, they do. And of course, I do believe in a devil. I believe in mm-hmm. spirits. I don't fear them at all as a Christian. But if these people believe in these things, and they even fear them, and they serve them, then we have a real problem. For example, if a Hitler were to be a secret member of a group called the Thule Society,
mm-hmm.
and it taught the Aryan race and other concepts, well, then we begin to understand what happened in World War II.
Yeah, and he uses a sun symbol, and he really believed in the occult powers of symbols. Just look at the SS logo. We'll be back with Tex Mars discussing Codex Magica and mysterious monuments. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $940.44, $470.22 for the half ounce, and $235.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $940.44, $470.22, and $235.11.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Streaming live over at PrisonPlanet.tv, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're with Tex Mars discussing Codex Magica and mysterious monuments. You know, before we go any further, and I really want to get into the pentagram symbolism and the Dog Star Sirius, but how does a guy like you, I mean, these books are, these are about the thickest books you can get. They're the best books, I think, you can get, by the way. I mean, I remember when Codex Magica first came out, I'm like, finally, someone put it all together. I mean, this thing, whether you agree with it or not, or agree with every single little photograph or detail, it is just a plethora of knowledge on occult hand signs. There's architecture in here. It really, really gets down into the nitty-gritty. How do you get started into something like this?
Well, Jason, first of all, thank you. You compliment me more than I perhaps deserve, but...
Oh, no, sir.
Let's say it was 1982, I left the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was quite interested in high technology. So, for the layman, and I set up a publishing house and published a number of high-tech books. I was the first guy to do an encyclopedia of personal robots. And it was a main selection of the Computer Book Club, the Electronic Book Club. I did one of the first books on careers with robots or robotics, careers in computers, many books like that that I posed for major publishers. But in 1986, I became a Christian, dedicated myself to Christ and exposing darkness in the world. I'll tell you, there's a lot of darkness out there to expose, Jason. You know, for example, I first began to expose the occult. And the history of occultism going all the way back to ancient Babylon, even to Mesoamerica. Then I had a visit from a young man who was a graduate of Yale University, quite brilliant. And he said, when I was at Yale University, I did a paper, some original research, on an organization called Skull and Bones. And no one's ever seen this paper that I've done because, you know, I was a student there, but would you like to have it? And he says, you know, there's more than just the occult world. There are these secret societies. So that sort of spiraled me off into that with his research. And so in any case, as I spread out, I discovered that the ones who are behind these huge peace organizations, the environmental organizations, and the occult were the same as in the secret societies. The same names keep coming up over and over at the very top, whether it's, you know, the Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones, Freemasonry, Ordo Templi Orientis. And I discovered that the money men, let me give you a small example of that if I could, because it's so shocking, you almost won't believe it. On top of the Standard Oil building, now this is Standard Oil, the Rockefeller building, okay, mm-hmm. in New York City, believe it or not, it's a skyscraper built by John D. Rockefeller, okay, the Rockefeller, who founded Standard Oil, from which we have today, you know, everything from ExxonMobil to Texaco, et cetera. On top of it is a great Mayan pyramid. Really, it's more than that. It is the very recreation of the tomb of Mausolus. Now, Mausolus was a king in ancient Greece, and the very word mausoleum came from King Mausolus. He built a tomb for him and his wife. Now, why would Rockefeller, the Standard Oil building, right now go all the way to the top floor, and you find that you're there with a, you're in the midst of a Greek temple? It's like it's superimposed. It doesn't even fit mm-hmm. on top. It looks like, you know, somebody first built a skyscraper and left it all balled on top, a huge square. Then they came and recreated the tomb of Mausolus, which was one of the ancient seven wonders of the world. Well, what I discovered as I began to research this, I found that the tomb of Vladimir Lenin in Leningrad, now, you know, St. Petersburg, is built exactly like the tomb of Mausolus. Ah, now we have the communist connection with Rockefeller. But to show the to reinforcement, I dug a little bit more, and I found that the tomb of Ho Chi Minh, the leader of the communist in Vietnam, you know, our dreadful enemy back in the, you know, that era, mm-hmm. Ho Chi Minh, his tomb also is built like the tomb of Mausolus. So, you know, this can't be an accident. This oriental communist tomb of Mausolus.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, these are places of death, but yet Standard Oil has it on top of its building.
Well, it is very intriguing that they all seem to go by this ancient architecture and all the symbology. We're going to come back with Tex Mars after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmison. We're talking to Tex Mars. And speaking of symbology, Tex, I want to really go through the pentagram because, you know, not only is it a representation of Baphomet, but, you know, it appears in D.C. Architecture. It appears in masonry. And, you know, some say that it's a representation for the dog star Sirius.
Mm. Well, it definitely is a representation of the dog star Sirius. And of course, you know, even the Bible, in the book of Acts, you'll remember that the children of Israel, when they left Egypt, they fell into apostasy and went, as the Bible calls it, whoring after other gods, mm-hmm. One of which was that golden calf. But the Apostle Paul, in the book of Acts, says they also worshiped the star of their god, who was called Rimphon, or Kiun. So they worshiped a star god, and of course this angered the true God of the Bible. So we go all the way back to Egypt then, and in fact, on page 518 of my book, Mysterious Monuments, I show the Egyptian hieroglyph, the art form, their language, mm-hmm. Which is a pictograph. But the Egyptian hieroglyph, meaning Osiris, you know, the great sun god, was actually a five-pointed star, along with a triangle and a half moon. So it does have magical import to it. Now, you mentioned the dog star, Sirius. This is, this is one of the top secrets in Freemasonry, that the dog star is returning. There was some confusion about this planet X and some mm-hmm. occult nature to it just a few years ago. But basically, they believe that this planet X, or this Sirius, is coming again. Now, Sirius has two smaller stars or planets circulating around it, astronomers say. So you have Sirius, and then you have Sirius A and B. This is a symbol in unholy astrology of the unholy Trinity, mm-hmm. okay? And again, all this gets very silly for us, but even here in Texas, in the Great Lone Star, that was adopted for the state symbol because the Freemasons, you know, Sam Houston, Davy Crockett, and the others helped to found this state. And I might add, by the way, Santa Anna himself was a Freemason, General Santa Anna of Mexico. It was sort of an in-house dispute, Jason. Mm-hmm. But back to this five-point star, isn't it fascinating that Vladimir Lenin, Trotsky, and the other communists, who basically were Zionist Jews, and they set up began their great kingdom of the Jews, you might say, with the Soviet Union, but they adopted the star as their great symbol, along with the hammer and sickle.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this great star, which is still seen, throughout the Soviet Union today. And I mentioned the Texas because the star is everywhere; it's mm-hmm. ubiquitous throughout the state of Texas as a symbol too, and that's our we talk about this being the Lone Star State. Again, all of these are Masonic signs, but the star is very important. A very popular women's Masonic group, is the Eastern Star, Women of the Eastern Star.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the five-pointed star with the two points up, which in witchcraft manuals tells you those are the two horns of the devil.
Mm-hmm. And then they line up with Baphomet in some of these, pictures in the books as well. It seems like also, you keep mentioning that these world leaders use these symbols. I mean, Hitler used, swastika, which was a sun symbol, and the SS logo. And like you said, Lenin and them used this star, and there was that star of communism. They really do believe this is bringing them power. And it seems at the top that they're waiting for, the coming of either, their Christ, some call it the Antichrist. When we had the America's Secret Beginnings guy on, he called it, Maitreya, or, the next Buddha. And, in the Bohemian Grove, they not only have this owl god, and they also have St. John of Maplenook, but they also have a large Maitreya statue as well. So I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, you had about three or four subjects there. Which one? I'm sorry, I'm just lost track.
Well, the coming of Antichrist or a Maitreya. They all seem that's the next step. The coming of a new age, an age of Aquarius.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I came across just this last week a aerial shot of the estate mansion of the Prime Minister Premier of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi.
Mm-hmm.
And it clearly shows in the landscaping, he has it's actually, painted there on the ground, and it must be 75 feet long. It's a huge serpent, and a man is coming out of its mouth. This is the serpent birthing the Antichrist, and it's part of the landscape of the Berlusconi mansion. But we can do better than that. Just travel to Washington, D.C., the very cover of my book, Mysterious Monuments, has the symbol of the Antichrist coming up out of the great sea of chaos, Neptune or Poseidon, depending whether you're a Greek or a Roman ancient religionist. But that God represented the great beast coming up out of the sea. And notice on my book, I don't know if you have it there with you, Mysterious
Monument. Oh, yes, I do. We're showing it to PrisonPlanet.tv members right now.
Okay. Now, Mysterious Monument shows this green-colored, hideous-looking, very muscular, naked, strong beast coming up out of this fountain. Okay? Now, on either side of him, announcing his coming, you know, like the Antichrist is here, the great beast 666 is here, or two naked guys playing the conch shell. You know, they're blowing the horn. But preceding him is a great demonic spitting serpent. Now, this actually is the main fountain in front of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. And inside, they actually have a wall mural with the same creature with horns, wearing horns, Poseidon, also called Neptune. Now, you know, in the occult world, they believe very important, and it covers everything, all of their philosophy, their secret doctrine, as above, so below, which is Satan's boast that he will reconcile heaven, hell, earth, you know, all is one. What's above is below. Now, this Poseidon or Neptune that the United States has adopted as its great symbol in front of our Library of Congress, which actually is the depository of all the wisdom of the American people. That's what that building stands for, the Great Library of Congress. We have this devil coming up out of the sea. Now, Jason, I want you just to feast your mind for a moment on Revelation 13, verse 1, where the Apostle John sees a picture of the beast of prophecy, 666. And it says, "And I beheld a beast rising up out of the sea." Here he is. But wait, not too far down the road, there is the Masonic, George Washington National Masonic Monument.
Mm-hmm.
A huge towering structure recreated after the blueprints of the great Pharaoh's lighthouse in the Egyptian harbor. And at the very top of it, at that lighthouse, was a great statue of Zeus. Now, Zeus is the god of the sky. He's the occult god of the heavens. His son, Apollo, rides around in a chariot with four horses, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, Revelation 6. So we have, as above, the devil above, Zeus, and the devil below. Now, if the devil below, coming up out of the sea of chaos, is our God in the United States, okay, then who is the global God? Well, visit the United Nations. I did. I went to New York. I went inside, and guess what? Right there in the lobby is a great statue of Zeus. But I'm not even finished with that. The devil has to have a mistress. Satan has to have a mistress because she's the whore of Babylon, right? Symbolically, mm-hmm. All this is now spiritually crazy, but they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? She's atop the Capitol Dome.
Persephone,
the great,
right?
God is atop our Capitol Dome, mm-hmm. which is built in the form of a temple. In fact,
the goddess
Jefferson
of death.
Called it the Temple of the People. Now, we get back to the Antichrist. I discovered something very fascinating, almost frightening. Did you know that the great dome with a goddess on top of it,
mm-hmm.
way deep underneath, that's called the, you know, where all the people go, where they have statuettes and all these things, is the rotunda. The round sections that you can walk around, it's like a museum if you visit the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, they give people a tour of deep down underneath. Now, there's nothing down there. Underneath, I'm talking about underneath the Capitol Dome and Rotunda, place where nobody goes, visit down there and you will see there's nothing down there except a great stone sarcophagus or coffin. And it's there, and they'll even take you to it on their little tour that's done like twice a week now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're down in the crypt. It's actually called the Crypt of the Capitol. And there behind the wrought iron a fence-like and a gate is this gigantic stone sarcophagus, just like you find rough stone, just like is found in the great king's chamber of the Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. Now, you ask the guide, well, what is this for? Who's in there? He says, it's empty. Now, the theory went, and he might tell you if you ask him, he says, well, it was originally intended for George Washington to be laid to rest here under the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. And my book, Mysterious Monuments, explains why. And in fact, it's said that George Washington's family refused to allow him, his body, to be interred there at the Capitol. Why is that? Well, it never was intended for George Washington. That remains for the Antichrist. Symbolically, he will come up out of the earth. Remember the beast of Revelation? There's the first beast that rises up out of the sea. There's another one even that rises up out of the earth. And he's like the false prophet who points everybody to the first beast, and then he says, you must worship the image of the beast, and you must take the mark or the name or the number of the beast, which is 666, or you'll have your head chopped off. Now, that is the Antichrist, the beast that comes up out of the earth. So this sarcophagus, I believe, is intended for that. And to prove my point, right in the middle of the crypt on the floor is a huge, round bronze plate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a compass on it, showing the four points of the earth, or the four corners of the earth. Ask the guide, what is this jacket? It's, you know, like a manhole cover.
Mm-hmm.
What is this secret great bronze plate right at the very center of the crypt under the dome? You know, if you were the goddess, you could look straight down into it. Well, it opens up down to the earth to a great cavern. And they will not tell you underground where that tunnel leads to a great tunnel. But I found out in studying the ancient Romans and the Etruscans that they would always build a capital building of three parts, which is the same as our capital building, with a dome in the middle and a crypt. And deep in the crypt in the center, they would have a huge bronze plate.
Mm-hmm.
And at certain times during the year, Jason, the high priest of Satan, let's just call it, or of their gods and goddesses, they would call it, would go down there and have a ritual, a black mass, let's just call it, open up the great plate and invite the demons or the spirits from the earth to come forth to the four corners of the world and bless the people. Now, this is astonishing that we have everything like that right there in Washington, D.C., and an empty stone sarcophagus. Now, to make my point about George Washington, that it was never intended to be his,
mm-hmm.
at Mount Vernon, the estate of Washington, his family actually, at his instructions, he was a high-level Freemason, they built a great Egyptian queen's palace, sort of a miniature one, but there it is. With two huge Egyptian obelisks in front of it. He was laid inside the womb of the Egyptian queen, her palace. That is her womb. Between the two great pillars or obelisks, which are the phalluses of the god and the sun. Zeus, Apollo, or, you know, whatever version you want there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the unholy trinity, and George Washington was laid in this Egyptian mausoleum. Why Egypt for America? Well, you'd ask the same question on our dollar bill.
Yeah, full of cult symbols.
Why the Egyptian pyramid with the all-seeing eye of Osiris, the same one that was worshipped as the great dog star, okay, even his hieroglyph in the Egyptian language you see on different pyramids and so forth there, mm-hmm. is that five-pointed star. So this is all very mysterious how everything is linked together. And of course we have these kinds of things all over the world. But I think it's just interesting that our founding fathers gave us this incredible satanic architectural designs. And we can see them all. We can also see the 555-foot-tall Washington Monument. You multiply that times 12 for the inches, and you get 6,660 inches. You never include the zero in occult numerology. So it's secretly coded 666. It's the phallus of the great sun god, Osiris. And the great goddess is atop the Capitol dome.
And, you know, another common theme is that these people seem to be working for a world government, a quote-unquote new world order. And I got a story out of Fox News today that over at the UN, a lot of their works of art are unaccounted for. And that place is just strewn with, you know, one worldism and an occult artwork and statuettes and all sorts of things. It's just crazy to me. And you wonder why these things are missing. And I would think that some of the people that actually do believe in this stuff, you know, I mean, that's basically Rockefeller's building right there, took these things not only for their personal collection, but perhaps their rituals. All right, we'll be back after this. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, final segment with Tex Mars, author of Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Who gave the orders? No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment with Tex Mars. And I remind everybody, we are going to come back with a news blitz. We've got colonies of cybots may defend government networks. Students use free speech cage. They built this cage out in Denver. And, of course, these, you know, false anti-establishment guys like Ward Churchill and Bill Ayers are speaking at it. Total propaganda to make, you know, people who question things look bad. But finishing up with Tex Mars, Tex, a common theme, and I want to thank you for spending a full hour with us. I know it's late night and we got this late show, but it's awesome to have you. Hopefully we're reaching a lot of people that normally wouldn't listen to this stuff or are just coming across it. The common theme is that they want to build this one world order or new world order or Novos Ordo Seclorum. They want to bring in a new age, the age of Aquarius, some say. You know, what is the driving force behind this and why do we keep seeing it again and again?
I think the driving force, of course, you know, we have the old, you know, factors of power and influence that these people want. Of course, money, the love of money. But I just think that they really are satanic personalities. And I'll even go a step further and say that they are psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
And they are psychopathic personalities. Very narcissistic. They care only for themselves. And some of them want blood. You know, the Old Testament says, God said in there, all those who hate me love death. Somehow, they're drawn in by the mysterious, the occult, the insidious. You know, anything that's dirty and sordid, they actually like it. So they like the satanic aspect and the black aspect of it, and they are building. You're absolutely right. All of this goes to building this new paradise for them. You know, the Guidestones there in Georgia, one of the places that I visited and then did put pictures in my book, Mysterious Monuments, they have 10 Guidestones to reason, sort of like our 10 Commandments, and one of them is to reduce the population of the world to 500 million. Which would mean the extermination of 6 billion people. So I don't believe they have the normal sympathy tones of feeling that you and I would have and the audience would have. They really are monsters. They really are. Lenin was a monster. All of these people were monsters. And you know, even the Obama people have adopted that red star of the Soviets. Because you see it in you saw it in Obama's campaign offices, where you saw the Che Guevara, you know, mm-hmm. the Cuban communist terrorist leader, and that red star. Many in the Hollywood set, you know, adopt that red star. I believe they know what they're doing, and there really is an element of evil. There also is the great power and satisfaction they get. They believe that you and I and your audience are unworthy. We're lewd. We are profane, and we're not worth anything, and we deserve to be misled. And they are gods on earth. They literally believe this, and they want to get on with building their God kingdom. And I'll tell you something, in the satanic realm, the great sacrifice of human beings translates to power. They believe they can inaugurate their new order of the ages by causing colossal bloodshed on earth. And this is the scary thing.
It is a crazy thing. I encourage everybody out there to check out Tex Mars' work, Mysterious Monuments, Codex Magica. Thank you so much, Tex.
Hey, thank you, Jason. All God's best to you.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll be back with a news blitz, and we'll be taking your calls, 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
All right, second hour of the Info Warrior. Time to start the news blitz. I want to let people know that we're going to be going over the situation in Pakistan and especially this flu contaminant. Yeah, that's right. Two separate types of bird flu, another type of the flu virus found, and you guessed it, the anti-bird flu vaccines, one of which is the human strain. Highly unlikely it was quote-unquote accidentally put there. These guys have ties. I guess from what we're reading, who is really to blame for bird flu? That this Austria-based company was started by the U.S. Marines or someone tied to the U.S. Marines. There's tons of stories over at Infowars.com. Like I said, we're going to have a big update in the second hour. We're going to do this blitz, and then we're going to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Technology. Let's start with that one. This one caught my eye. Filmmaker plans iBorg iSocket camera. Now, you look at this thing, and it literally looks like a little bit bigger, and it's going to hook right into his eye, a contact lens. No wires, doesn't have to go anywhere. It transmits wirelessly. Now, he's going to do documentary films from his perspective. Think about that. Now, this technology's here. It's not science fiction. How long is it going to be before police officers, for instance, are going to be forced to be fitted with them? And then 24 hours of what they do will be recorded. So a police officer comes to your house and they go into your house without a warrant and they just catch something on the camera and it's recorded and then all of a sudden you're a suspect for something. Or let's take it a step further. What happens when they try to sound reasonable and say, you know what, we want to give this person probation, but they're just such a high risk. We're going to make them wear this camera all day, and it's going to transmit what they do, and that will keep them in line. And it'll sound good at first because it'll be like, oh, we're going to use this for rapists or, you know, poly pedophile down the road. I mean, it's going to sound great. But now, I mean, not only that, but you're never going to know if you're being bugged or watched. There is no bug. This thing is a wireless transmitter that fits on your eyeball, on your eyeball. All right, so filmmaker plans iBorg iSocket camera. It's out of Brussels. This is a Reuters report. A Canadian filmmaker plans to have a mini camera installed in his prosthetic eye to make documentaries and raise awareness about surveillance in society. Rob Spence, 36, who lost an eye in an accident as a teenager, said his so-called project iBorg is to have a camera, a battery, and a wireless transmitter. Notice the wireless transmitter part. We're in a wireless world, man. It's all out there. It's over the airwaves. Mounted on a tiny circuit board. Nanotechnology is here. It's been here for a while, and they can do incredible things. I mean, more than incredible things. It's absolutely unbelievable what they're able to do. Originally, the whole idea was to do a documentary about surveillance. I thought I would become just a sort of a superhero fighting for justice against surveillance. So this guy is trying to use the technology for good. Well, some people are going to be trying to use this for bad. In Toronto, there are 12,000 cameras, but the strange thing I discovered was that people don't care about the surveillance cameras. Yeah, because we're so dumbed down with fluoride. They were more concerned about me and my secret camera eye because they feel that that's a worse invasion of their privacy. Well, in some respects, it absolutely is. Look at that little thing. Oh, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not on the PrisonPlanet.tv, get on the PrisonPlanet.tv. Yeah, it's fun on the radio. But with all the visuals and, you know, Paul Hartman and Jaron working so hard out there, you're missing out. It's $5.95 a month, guys. You can't even get a Big Mac meal for $5.95. You know what I'm saying? And that'll give you diabetes. Oh, no, McDonald's is coming after me. It's the InfoWar. We're back with this news blitz and your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
We're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes News Blitz, and then your calls, 866-582-9933. And segueing from the iCam technology news, Michael Strahan, the guy with worse teeth than my own, is actually in the news for bugging his girlfriend who he thought was cheating on her. See, this is today. This is how easy it is. You get yourself a Chipsy McStigger over at eBay for about $10. And then you set it up to an RFID, and these little tracking devices they're not even low jacks anymore, okay? They're literally rice jacks, rice grain jacks. Like, you could make one and just put it in there and boom. So he's tracking her, and of course she was cheating on him with some executive, because that's how sleazy the Hollywood world is. You better believe it. I mean, this is a gold digging woman. It's Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, actually. I wish you guys could hear on my end what I'm hearing from my producers. We're going to have to set that up. Again, it's the beta launch of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Blog line should be up on Monday, by the way. So we are in a society right now where if you want, I mean, people's cell phones are advertised where you can get on the network and GPS them that way. But this one is, you know, he tracked his girlfriend. You bet she was cheating. What do you know? So it's here, you know. Next bit of little technology news. I want to read this one. It's off FoxNews.com. Colonies of Cybots may defend government networks, okay? The Cybot age could soon be upon us. But be not afraid. This isn't Star Trek. Remember, don't ever be afraid. Never. We're not talking droves of evil cyborgs bent on galaxy domination. Actually, they're talking about worse. They're these internet viruses and algorithms that are really just going to spy on all of us. If all goes as planned, in just a few years, colonies of software robots, okay, again, software robots, cybots, linked to a hive mind, because they love this hive mind technology. Remember, they want the worldwide mind. They're talking about see, you got to understand, the internet is going to be so much different 10 to 15 years from now. I mean, they're really going to be talking. First of all, Internet 2 is probably going to be there. We can fight it as long as they want it. They want to tear down the infrastructure and bring that in. And then there are programs. You know what, guys? Bring this up. Go to the Google video. It's called The Worldwide Mind. It's from PBS. This is where it's an hour-long program on how delicious the brain chip is going to be and how we're all going to be linked into this quote-unquote hive mind. Okay, the same thing in this. But these, think about it. If you're part of the internet, you've got a brain chip, and it's in your head, these things are going to be scanning you. All right, linked to a hive mind could be defending the largest computer systems in America against network intruders. Researchers at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory say the program behind the Cybots, ubiquitous, transient, autonomous mission entities, untamed. Untamed. I think I'm going to be the first guy talking about untamed. Oh, so you got the video over there, huh? Excellent. All right. Will be very different from current cybersecurity systems. Listen, this whole, you know, intelligent agents they're talking about and hive mind, be very, very, very wary. They're going to sell it on you since it's the best thing since breakfast. Want to learn French over lunch? Now you can, you know. Wow, sounds great. I'm going to France. Oh, awesome. You know, every Chip Riverdale and Rodney Spoonerfield is just going to jump on board. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe it. Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable to me. It upsets me. It upsets me that people are going to fall for this. I mean, man. It's a two-page article. Go check it out. I mean, when you see what their plan is, and, I mean, you're going to be literally the FBI is getting involved. They're basically saying $40 million from terror going to be spent on this program. What is it? They're saying, of course, consumers are losing hundreds of millions of dollars because of the programs that are out there, and they're only going to get worse, and the hackers are the most evil thing in the world, and the network infrastructure's got to come down. Let's see. What do we got here? All right, yeah. Students use free speech cage ahead of Churchill Airs event. So in Colorado, they built this free speech cage. You know, we no longer have free speech except for in these zones. And in these free speech zones, we're allowed to say what we want. But the two premier guys they are going to bring there, and of course Fox News is the one that's carrying it, are Ward Churchill, who they tried to associate with the 9/11 Truth Movement. And we got some 9/11 Truth News and some Patriot News for you coming up in a moment. But they also, I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, the 9/11 Truth Movement, he wasn't even part of it. He called everybody little Eichmanns, okay? That's the people that worked in the World Trade Center, folks, those were just people that were working, okay? Those weren't little Eichmanns. They weren't part of a Nazi propaganda thing. They knew not what they did, not everything. Listen, consumerism itself, not evil. Capitalism itself, not evil. These people were, you know, were the kids in the daycare centers that died there? Were they little Eichmanns? So this guy is a provocateur. And then Bill Ayer, as everybody knows, you know, from the last election, this guy funded terrorists. You know, so these guys are going to be the ones speaking in there. And basically, they're also demonizing free speech here. They're saying they're giving you these two horrible people and demonizing it. We got time for the Obama deception, guys, because I wanted to play that. March 15th, the Obama deception drops, folks. And this movie surpasses the right and the left. It shows that it's staged. it shows, number one, we shouldn't have free speech zones. But this movie, I'm hoping, is going to go viral. And I'm hoping that people start to realize that the same people who were behind the Bush administration are behind this one. So let's hit it. The Obama deception.
On March 15th, a carefully crafted corporate fraud will be exposed. And a vicious hoax will be revealed to the people of the world.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here to save the planet Earth. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set.
Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong.
Yes, we can.
Obama's health care plan will include coverage of all essential medical services.
Yes, we can.
Obama is a cruel hoax. He works for Wall Street. He's an agent of finance capital.
Where did you come up with the number $700 billion? Here's the Treasury spokeswoman's quote. It's not based on any particular data point. We just really wanted to come up with a really big number.
To Democrats and Republicans who've opposed this plan, I say, step up to the plate.
A few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Secretary Henry Paulson is no George Washington.
I don't think anyone questions, Mr. Kashkari, that you're working hard. Our question is who you're working for.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception on March 15th. The people strike back.
March 15th only at prisonplanet.tv. Now, there is a little 9/11 news out there. Most of the families have now settled in the courts for their lawsuits, the ones that held out from the Victims Compensation Fund. There are, I believe, three or five holdouts, and there will be trials set. And it's worth $500 million, so most of the stuff is going to be censored, of course. They have to sign these disclosure agreements where they're really not allowed to talk about anything. And it's just crazy to me. You know, I mean, I guess a lot of them held out for as long as they can. Yeah, 92 of the 95 cases filed. So there's three people heading it out. Three more. You know, I hope we don't get too far away from this, that there isn't an independent investigation, because if anything deserves and begs for one, it is 9/11, because it really is the foundational event for the New World Order takeover in this country. I mean, not to say it wasn't in charge before, but this was a real big power grab, and it just disgusts me. And speaking of the New World Order, you know, I hate a lot of the crappy television that's out there, and one of those shows is called America's Next Top Model, but if anybody's, you know, ever dated a girl, you know, anybody listening that ever dated a girl, you might have had to watch this or Project Runway or The Bachelor or something else that is just unbelievably awful. And this one, America's Next Top Model, this the season one was on last night. We got a tip over at InfoWars. Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to tease it to the next segment. We're going to play the clip in the next segment, but this girl, she gets on and she's talking about the truth about Pearl Harbor, the Rockefeller family. She's asking the other girls with a, I think there's about 25 girls in the house, and I believe out of the 25, excluding her, the combined IQ is about 78. So, you know, you take 24 chicks, a combined IQ of 78, and she's trying to explain who the Rockefellers are to these people, and they're just like, I'm retarded. And then Tyra is dressed up in this, like, look at me, I'm a queen outfit. And she's like, well, looks like you're a bit of a conspiracy theorist. Well, looks like you're a bit of a moron. Well, needless to say, this was the girl who was kicked off the first show. There's no hope when you tell the truth. We're going to play the clip on the way back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $940.44, $470.22 for the half ounce, and $235.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $940.44, $470.22, and $235.11.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and I was just plugging this clip off America's Next Top Model. A model actually tells the truth to the other models, and, well, that's just not acceptable. You'll be kicked off the show. It's about 1 minute long. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers get to see it live if you missed it. I know a lot of the Prison Planet viewers are into America's Next Top Model, but just in case you missed it, we're going to play it here. We got it ready to go, fellas? All right, let's hit the clip.
They control the world.
Or like the
Rockefellers are $101 billion.
Okay, is she really like that? Is she really that crazy?
My personal belief is I will never bring a kid into this world because I think the world's going to hell. My name's Monique. I'm 21 years old and I'm from Telluride, Colorado.
So you're a conspiracy theorist.
Well, all governments are corrupt, but I think we have one of the most corrupt governments, Pearl Harbor. We totally set that up earlier that year. Like, FDR stated that we could not go to war unless we were attacked on our soil first. So put all of our ships into Pearl Harbor, set everything up so we could go to war.
And you got something for your birthday. What was that?
Oh, I got a gun.
I just want to see her strike a pose because I heard that you were like a killer poser.
Okay, not bad.
All right, let's pull the clip.
Most people don't understand too much because they just watch the news.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Conspiracy theorists. And, of course, they threw she must be a gun nut. All right, let's go to your calls. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Good evening to you, Jason.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Jason, and congratulations on your new show.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you allow us older people to call in.
Of course. Hey, we're trying to reach everybody here.
You sound like a teenager yourself. So.
Hey, I'm going to be 30 this summer. You know, I mean, come on.
I know,
I'm a teenager.
I gathered that. Yeah. I gathered you were because you'd mentioned recently you'd already been through college and such, but you've got a really young voice. You're doing really good.
I got a young face, too. No one believes me.
Yeah, this lifestyle or this profession you're living can put some age on you real quick if you.
That's what they're telling me, but you know what? I've been doing it even when I wasn't being paid for it since 2002, so a little over 6 years now. I've been doing it professionally since 2005 in February, so I haven't aged that much. I really think it's because not only do I love what I do, I'm a relatively happy person, and I try to put a positive spin on everything, and even though things are pretty dark, you know, I am doing what I, you know, want to do for a living, and that's warning other people and making movies about this subject matter.
Absolutely.
And taking on, you know, the liars out there that are propagandists and know it. So, you know what, whatever happens, happens. I mean, if I look terrible in 5 years, so be it.
Jason, you're for the cause of all of our survival, just the same as Alex and the other truth tellers, which we're all truth tellers. It's just that some of us are more leaders as well as truth tellers, and that's the category you fall into. That's certainly true. You gather us together with facts we at least know generally, and you give us specifics, and we can give other people the details, which are really good examples and details to prove the veracity of what is being said here, and thus you establish the danger of it, which we all have to do something about, get out of the way of it, and or negate it with goodness. Exposure of the truth and such like that. But that wasn't what I called about, and I know I've taken a lot of time.
That's all right. Keep going.
You know, you'd mentioned when you and Mr. Tex Mars were speaking, you had mentioned the Washington Monument.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yes, and Tex had equated it to, I think, 16,060 inches or something like that.
I think it was like 12,000, but like if it had been multiplied or something like that was multiplied by 12, it was 666,000.
Mm-hmm. And below ground, it is 111 feet, as I understand it from several what seemed to me reliable sources at the time. And I remembered those facts, and I've heard it recently also, as well as a while back, and 550 feet from the ground level. But the anchor part of it, which goes into the ground so it doesn't tip over, is 111 feet, and that is 666 feet. It's a very significant number. Now, the reflecting pool is actually symbolizing the birth canal. As well as you're aware that the obelisk is representing the male phallus. So that now you have actually a position of intercourse, so to speak, here. Now, down at the end of the reflecting pool is the Oval Office, as I understand it. And the Oval Office is oval like an egg. And this egg, what is inside of that egg will birth out literally the New World Order. And I think this particular symbolism is extremely important, not just for now, but to understand what's coming up in the near future as far as what part the U.S. presidency will play, and actually what should be a significant part, obviously.
Yeah, whether or not this is really going to bring in the New World Order, and they're going to do so through D.C. Thank you so much for the call, Mark. It's the Info Warrior. The call in line is 866-582-9933.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
And we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're blitzing through your calls here. The call line is 866-582-9933. And you know, for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers out there, we're talking about the occult symbolism a lot tonight. We had Tex Mars on the first hour, and the last caller talked about it. Well, check out this new global elite, the new global elite on Newsweek. And there you have, you know, the two globes symbolizing the owl eyes. Remember, Moloch and the owl is one of the elite symbols. And then Barack Obama in the middle of it, acting as kind of like the beak. I mean, the face, it's one of those like toned prints, you know, they desaturate the photo, they make everything black and white, they make the features more striking, and you blur your eyes and you're like, wow, I mean, that does look like an owl's nose, like the little beak deal. So it's a pretty, with all sorts of other weird symbolism. I think Tex Mars would have a field day. Perhaps it will be in the updated version of either Codex Magica or Mysterious Monuments. I want to let everybody know out there that I'm actually going to be hosting not only my own little show tomorrow evening, but I will also be hosting the Jones Show for all 4 hours. I think we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson on there. We're going to have one of the state representatives talking about sovereignty on as well. And then Alex will be returning for his Sunday show. All right, let's jump back to callers. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, love the Flogging Molly, man.
No, thanks, man.
Okay, I'm just calling about the occult background of these elites.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked into this a little bit, and I found this website, divinecosmos.com. Mm-hmm. And basically, this guy cites the book, The Law of One. Now, this deals with, like, love and oneness, so I know not everyone's into that. But the background is that some spirit beings came down or whatever and imparted this ancient Atlantean knowledge on the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Mayans and everything. So that's where the background comes from. But it was all about love, and it got twisted somehow. And now the tradition is passed down through these elite families.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly that's where their practices come from.
Well, you know, there's a lot of lecturers out there that talk about this, and, like, there's sands of time. And people will say it goes, even before the ancient Egyptians or the ancient Babylonians. And, you know, this is all pagan based, you know, occult earth worship. I mean, you look at a film like Zeitgeist, and he'll tell you that, you know, all this stuff is not only pagan based, but it's sun worship. But then you go to the guys who did the America's Secret Beginnings, and they'll say, well, that's not really sun worship, it's Sirius worship, the dog star worship. And it does seem to be rings within rings of knowledge and compartmentalization, not only in their secret societies, but in the way that they, you know, act and believe. So who knows what the top rung really is? I don't think any of us on the outside are actually going to figure out what the top rung is, especially because the occult itself means hidden knowledge, you know, and these guys are going to hide it to the very, I guess, their very last breath. And, you know, to people, like Tech says, I don't necessarily believe this stuff works, but isn't it interesting that the people at the top do believe in it, and they have ruled through these, you know, ancient occultic bloodlines, it seems, for generations and generations, some would argue even before recorded history.
If these guys are so powerful, it's kind of making you wonder, why do they follow this? It's got to have something to it.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I'm again not one of those people that preaches one way or the other about religion, but, you know, you look at the Bible,
right,
and there is that section where it says, you know, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast. You know, a lot of people have speculated that the human microchip is, of course, that mark. And that in order this, every man, woman, and child will have to have it to buy and sell. And by this time, we'll be under a one-world government. And then in the same passage, or the same paragraph or whatever, it says how the elites will present themselves as of God, and this is the Christian Bible, so obviously as Christians. And they will be anything but they will be into the occult and hidden pagan knowledge. So, you know, I'm not into prophecy, but I got to tell you, these books are thick, man. Codex Magica is thick. Mysterious Monuments is thick. And even if Tex Mars is 40% right, and I think he's more than 40% right, I usually give him about an 80-20.
Yeah,
I
agree.
You know, we got a serious situation here, and we have to bring people into the truth. Because, you know, a lot of these well-meaning Christians, and, you know, the anti-New World Order movement is chock full of them, especially when it was in its origination, still buy into the fact that, George Bush is of the Lord, and the 700 Club is the way to go. Pat Robertson's going to save you. And when they talk about the New World Order, you know, they're not giving you the big picture. They're part of it. I thank you for the call, man. We're going to go on. Let's jump to Brian in California. Brian dropped. Chuck in North Carolina. What's in your mind?
Hey, man. How's it going? Love the show.
Thanks, bro.
I just want to make a plea to everyone out there. Let's call our state reps and support this 10th Amendment thing. We got to do it. You got to let them hear it. They want to hear it. I called my reps here in North Carolina, and, you know, it's not moving forward yet, but they want to hear from you.
Well, you know what? The guys in New Hampshire yesterday just went to I forget where it was, a city council or something, but went to vote, and they only lost by 63 votes. I think it was like 220 to 150 something, or 223. And that's actually kind of encouraging to me, because they only need 70 more people to go and win that. You know, this is a winnable fight. And I think the symbolism of declaring our sovereignty and saying we've had enough with the federal government is enough, but let's get a couple W's in there. I like to win ball games. You know, this is something we can win. You know, so let's get the word out there. You know, all you bloggers out there, all you people that want to, you know, do the email, do the MySpace. It's time to get a hold of your friends and family members. Hey, maybe even make a phone call. I know we're in the text message world and we like to IM everybody and we don't really want to have that human interaction. I mean, now we don't even, I mean, a phone call was just like the out of the way thing before because, you know, you didn't want to go up and actually interact with a human being. Now it's even to the point where, all right, I'll text them. Now call them up and tell them how important this is. Put a little heart and soul into it, you know? Put your voice behind it, don't you think?
Oh, exactly, man. I mean, it's not like you're going to have to sit there and talk to them for 30 minutes. You call them, you don't really talk to the rep. You talk to the, you know, their secretary or their page or whatever you want to call them, and you just say, hey, support the 10th Amendment. And they say, okay, we'll take that down, and you're done. But also, call into local talk radio shows that, you know, aren't as hip, but like here in North Carolina, there's News Talk 1110. They touch on some of the, you know, joke around about, you know, New World Orderism, and maybe midnight radio is becoming daytime radio. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get onto these shows, and really it is, you got to get the conservatives, the Republicans, the Christians to wake up. The Brahminoids are still, you know, the coolest.
Yeah, unfortunately, we woke a lot of those people up with 9/11. You know, we woke a lot of the left up with 9/11, but they just don't think that Obama and his administration could have anything to do with that power elite that is still in power. I thank you for the call, Chuck. Let's keep moving on. Let's go to Charles in Missouri. Charles, what's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Jason. Well, what's on my mind is, first of all, just let you know I enjoy your show, and I enjoy Alex's show, too, so thanks for your work.
Well, thank you.
And also, you know, I sit here waiting to talk, and a lot of thoughts run through my head. But the one that I want to talk about is propaganda itself, and the idea of debunking propaganda is what I think you and Alex are great at. And you know, there are a lot of theories out there, but there's also a steady stream of propaganda coming out of the mainstream media and from the White House and from press conferences and that sort of thing. And it seems to me, I just wanted to ask you, have you heard the report that Osama bin Laden's been dead for quite a long time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, not only that report. I mean, first of all, there's the report that the guy died from kidney failure. He had hepatitis for a long time. Then there's the report that he was assassinated by Omar Saeed Sheikh, who was the guy who was the in-between between the Pakistani ISI, General Mahmoud Ahmed, and the hijackers, the guy who actually facilitated that $100,000 wire transfer. That comes from Benazir Bhutto, who was actually assassinated herself. I have a hard time believing that this guy could still be alive almost 8 years after the fact that it was well known that he had advanced hepatitis C and kidney failure, and it was confirmed by several mainstream media outlets, even ones within the United States, that he was in a Pakistani hospital surrounded by the military, I believe either on September 10th or 11th, or September 11th when the attacks had actually happened. So I don't think the boogeyman is still out there. I think that a lot of the things we're seeing right now are either doubles or, you know, computer-generated composites. We haven't seen an actual video since, you know, sexy Blackbeard bin Laden, and that was shot at such a distance. I mean, even a novice could have faked that. So, you know, the propaganda is pretty deep. I mean, the Obama administration has now said they're going to get bin Laden as well. The boogeyman's still there. Al-Qaeda is still evil. And I think it's an issue. I don't know if we're ever going to get closure on that fact, because people have really, unfortunately, moved on.
Well, I think that I personally believe that bin Laden has been dead for a long time. And I personally think that he was not the mastermind of 9/11, and that he was a patsy that was put out there by the propagandists. But I also just basic words involved in this conversation. You know, you don't even have to get too deep into conspiracies to just know that words like war, or terms like war on terror or terrorist or Al-Qaeda are buzzwords. These are just propaganda buzzwords that they use to incite fear and to give a generic enemy to the fearful masses. And I really think that I would like to see more people actively debunking these myths. I mean, you. What was the name of your movie?
Fabled Enemies.
Fabled Enemies. I mean, that really says it all. But, you know, I'm just amazed that they can fly these lame rationales for their activities in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that what's really happening is you know, a terrible abuse of the indigenous people of those places, the manipulation through bribery of the governments in order to take control of natural resources of the region and the strategic military positions of the region. So,
well, speaking of buzzwords, you know, Pakistan is now all the buzz, you know, not only with the Mumbai attacks and now, you know, these Pakistani cricket attacks, but they want unrest in that region because Pakistan is our ally. The ISI was created by European intelligence, the British in the 50s, I believe. It might have been even in the 40s. And then it was revamped in the CIA in the 70s and 80s. And just today, there's yet another bombing. Militants bomb ancient Pakistani shrine. But if you look at this cricket attack, people are now saying, you know, these guys got away rather lackadaisically. There was these huge warnings. The people that they rounded up had nothing to do with the attack, and they were just fishing for people. I mean, they're trying to keep us in a constant state of fear so they can stay in the Middle East. They're redistributing the troops into Afghanistan from Iraq. They're not even going to get out of Iraq. I mean, we do have to deprogram people, and we do have to expose this propaganda. I thank you for the call, Charles. Let's keep moving on. Let's go to Joe in Nebraska. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason?
Not much, man. Just doing a little radio show.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, I'm looking at the paper here in Omaha, and the Offutt Air Force Base is running an exercise saying that people may see smoke and grenades and, you know, hear ground burst simulators.
Oh. Why don't you hear a little bit more on that? Well, Offutt Air Force Base, by the way, isn't Offutt highly involved with that? Yeah, but aren't they also involved with, like, Warren Buffett and all that? I know there was that big meeting at Offutt Air Force Base on 9/11 where Buffett and other CEOs were just chillaxing, you know. Magically, oh, yeah, you know, man. Some of the people that were supposed to be over in the World Trade Center. Nope, they're off it. And off at Air Force Base, they're also running some of these drills out of there during 9/11. Now you're telling me that they're warning people that there will be smoke and grenade fire while they run a drill out of the base.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a four-day exercise. See, it doesn't say when it's going to begin. On Monday. There you go. It's going to begin on Monday.
Oh, it starts Monday. Wow. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. I want you to email that over to Aaron@Infowars.com, and hopefully we'll do a story on that. You know, they're constantly drilling all this stuff, and who knows? They use these drills as a cover, and they also use them to train people, and it's also used as predictive programming for the public. I mean, Alex Jones goes over this extensively in the Police State series. You know, Tex and I were talking not only about the occult, but he's like, you know, some of this stuff is blatantly put into television shows and movies, and it's just unbelievable how far this goes. I thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go to Ali in Toronto, Canada. Ali, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, well, Jason, I've got like four comments and suggestions which I'd like to discuss with you.
Sure.
Well, the first thing I'd like to discuss is if it's possible, I would like you or Mr. Jones, if possible, if you guys could make like a diagram or a chart that would basically explain how these bankers eventually engineered this financial crisis, and eventually the crisis that will be proceeding later on.
Mm-hmm.
Although I know I've already seen Endgame
let me stop you just for a second, because the Obama deception does a really good job of showing the predictions made by Daniel Estulon in 2006 from the Bilderberg Group, and showing how that they were ready to blow out the subprime mortgages after they suckered people back into them, and how they redistributed the wealth into the banking crisis we now see. So there are a couple diagrams in there, actually from the same person who brought you the graphics from Endgame. So that film will do, I think, a pretty excellent job of showing you that, but continue.
It's all there in the Obama deception, this new movie you're bringing out, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is really not only about the campaign rhetoric of the administration, but the banking takeover. And it's really about how the elites did this through the housing market and through this this preconceived crisis. They said toxic assets. It's anything. But, Ali, I got to jump because I've got other callers. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. And, folks, the number to call in is 866-582-9933. Mark, what's on your mind?
A lot, actually. The story on InfoWars today kind of blew my mind with the avian flu.
This is a great segue because we're going to be covering that at the top of the hour. But it's nuts because, all right, you've got two separate strains of bird flu, and they're both in this bird flu vaccination. And then there's another strain of flu. And earlier in the week, we're talking about how now there's this mutated strain of flu that is 98.5% resistant to Tamiflu, what they're trying to give everybody. Yeah, so continue.
I was just going to say, I'm an avid reader of InfoWars. I'm 24. I've been doing the research for about 6 years now. I spend well over 40 hours a week, looking up God knows what, following money trails, all that kind of stuff, reviewing articles, documentaries, etc. And I'm actually hoping to put a documentary of my own together sometime soon. But it was just, I read these articles online and I do all the research, and a lot of people, they just don't want to hear, how bad things really are. And, people all the time, they're just,
they want to say, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I'm America's next top model, or I'm Tyra Banks. Look at my breasts. Now, you're trying to save the world out there. Not only the world, humanity in general, folks. I mean, they're putting bird flu in the bird flu vaccine. Wake it on up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make me cry? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering...
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we were talking a little bit of the bird flu vaccine. You know, that story was actually from about February 25th or 26th that hit the Canadian press, and it just blew up in the foreign press and still really not talked about in the U.S. press whatsoever. I think Bloomberg may have done a story, but it looks like it's pulled. We tried to get that story. All right, let's blast through your calls. Then we're going to do a little bit more news, and then we're going to take your calls again. Remember, folks, I will be live for 7 whole hours of radio, if you can stand it tomorrow, 4 hours on the Alex Jones Show, and then we will be back for the last show of the week. Well, 1 week down, guys, 52 more to go as of tomorrow. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go to Jason in New Hampshire. Jason, what's on your mind?
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
7 hours of radio, man. You're a trooper.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but... Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to try to do all 7 hours, you know?
Cool. Yeah, I was calling actually up about... You guys were talking about HCR6 up here in New Hampshire, about the states' rights bill.
The one that just failed. The one that... It failed, but again, I mean, it came pretty close, and it deserves another shot.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. I mean... Not usually a lot of help, not much is going on up here in New Hampshire for the most part. But, there was actually about a rally of about 500 people outside the state house. And I guarantee that some of those state reps, I don't think you've ever seen. And when they actually voted it down, they actually got booed out. Because all those people actually ended up going in for the votes. It's pretty interesting. And, you know, a lot of people call up to Alex all the time and, you know, always going, what's the answer? What are we supposed to do? You know, cause things seem so insurmountable.
Yeah.
And one answer that doesn't get brought up a lot, and I don't consider anything the answer, but I think one great way is something you say, I don't know if you're familiar with or not, but is the Free State Project.
I'm not quite sure. Is that kind of along the lines of like Russell Means and what he's trying to do?
Not really. Now the Free State Project it's been around for a few years now. It was basically the idea that if you could get enough freedom-loving people moving into one area, then we'd have a better chance of freedom. And the whole idea, the Free State Project was actually kind of like a libertarian project, where the idea was to get 20,000 people to move into one state. And they actually voted on a state and everything. People could check it out at freestateproject.org. Basically, when they did a vote on the best state, the most libertarian-leaning state, they ended up in New Hampshire being picked at. Now, I'm lucky because I'm a native, so I didn't actually have to move anywhere. But the whole idea is once they hit 20,000 movers, then everyone moves there. But it's actually been really big in New Hampshire. It's actually taken back our state, I really think. I mean, we always had a strong independent streak, strong freedom-loving culture that's now being invaded by people from Massachusetts, I think.
Well, it is live free or die over in New Hampshire, and I hope that it works out. I mean, I'm not sure I'm down with any type of commune, but I definitely like people that defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I thank you for the call. Let us jump to Mike in New Jersey. You're next on the list. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Jason? Lots of luck to you and your new show and everything.
Thank you.
What do you call it? Like over in Jersey today, we definitely got hit really, really bad with chemtrails. I went down to Texas. I heard you say on the radio a couple of days ago that yous were getting sprayed bad. But I was just wondering, you know, maybe with the that you have the chemicals that are coming out with the flu, bird flu, you think that maybe it's possible that they could be doing like practice runs through the years now and seeing how it's going through the atmosphere and where it will go?
Well, I'll say this. You know, right now they're making the excuse that this is a NASA program to fight, quote-unquote, global warming. There's a heavy climate change push. I mean, before chemtrails didn't exist, now they exist, but they're delicious and they're for our own good. When you look what's inside them, there's heavy metals. People have said, you know, this may be just to give us cancer or to poison us. Other people have said it's to conduct harp weapons. To be honest, I just know it's bad news brown and that we need to find out exactly what's going on. And we need to know why they're doing crosshatch patterns all the time in the skies, especially today in Austin, Texas. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this. I'm Jason Burmis.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're back, the final third hour of the Info Warrior, and it seems like these guys who, biotherapeutics that came through the Baxter lab in Austria may have been started by this U.S. Marine, and it looks like Baxter was introduced in the early 50s. There's all sorts of stories over at InfoWars and Prison Planet. We were going to have Steve Watson on to talk about it because he did an extensive story on that and on Pakistan. However, we're going to have Paul on tomorrow instead. You know, Alex, thank the Lord. And here's one of them right here. Accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. And that's by Paul Joseph Watson. He's going to be talking about it on the show tomorrow. But he pointed me to this Telegraph article, which I just couldn't even believe. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. Ah, they're just Polish bums. Whatever. The medical staff from northern town of Krudziadz are being investigated over medical trials as many as 350 homeless and poor people last year, which prosecutors say involved an untried vaccine to the highly contagious virus. Authorities claim that the alleged victims received pound 1-2 to be tested with what they thought was a conventional flu vaccine, but according to investigators, was actually an anti-bird flu drug. See, they like to poison people with the actual virus by saying, we're going to cure you of the virus. That's why they tried to get so many people on that smallpox vaccination. Can you imagine a resurgence of smallpox in this country? Oh my God. No thank you, huh? So, you know, they just kill homeless people and they get caught contaminating everything with this bird flu virus that seems to be genetically engineered to go into humans. That's very nice. It's just lovely. I'm so glad. Oh. Oh. Gross. That, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to take another vaccination in my life. The last time I was offered one, it was probably about 18 months ago. I did a little checkup with my doctor. And this first time, I probably had a checkup in about 3-4 years. And I was pretty healthy. I was in a lot better shape than I am now. And the guy was a fan of the Loose Change movies. And we're talking about Loose Change, and he's like, yeah, you know, he was into it. He was like, yeah, you guys are asking a lot of the great questions. I'm really impressed. You know, what else are you doing? And I was giving him a little bit of the structure. And he said something to me. He's like, you know, it looks like you haven't had a booster shot since when you first went to college, and this is back when I'm 17 years old, because I, you know, we did it the summer before. And I'm like, yeah, doc, we're not going to be doing any booster shots today. And he's like, why? What's the problem? And I said, you know, you have to know, you're a medical doctor, you know, they put mercury in some of the vaccinations. And he goes, oh, you're talking about the thimerosal. So he knew exactly what I was talking about off the bat. And he goes, didn't they take that out? And I go, why don't you read the packages? And it's like, they said they took it out, but you actually have to special order those vaccinations or request them. And I'm like, look, man, they've been caught putting SV40 in the vaccinations. They've been caught sterilizing women in third world countries. I'm not taking any shots. And he's like, okay, then. Moving on. And he didn't press me or push me because I knew what I was talking about. I was very astute about it. And I was like, no. No, thank you. That's how you... When are we going to learn how to say no in this country? You know? You know, GM's going under. Let's give them another bailout. When are we going to say no? No, I don't think we're going to pay for that. And when they start taking our houses, because right now they're... I believe they're going to rework the bad mortgages. See... It's all going to be reworked under federal control so you can lose your house to the government. When are we going to say no? We'll be back with news and your calls after this. We're going to be going to James, Darrell, and Papillon. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
To say congratulations to my producer Jaron. It's official. He'll be adopting a 3-year-old Malaysian boy later in the week. It's a big triumph for him, and he's very excited. My attempt at bad humor, folks. Bad humor in a time of homeless people being killed. This isn't that old either. This is July 2008, so we're talking about 7-8 months ago it came out. So in 2002, the medics were found guilty of killing their parents for commissions from funeral companies. God almighty. People are just the most evil things out there. I mean, Texmar's got it right. They're psychopaths. And they're really sociopaths, too. So there's extensive coverage over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, this story broke on February 25th or 26th. Here's one out of the 27th. Here it is right here. And it just reached us last night. But H5N1, H5N2, and H3N2 all found in the delicious, nutritious vaccinations. All right, since we've got so many callers, let's just start taking them. Let's go to, I believe we're on James in Indiana. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. What are you up to?
Dude, I just got info shrapnel. I'm a total newcomer. I just saw Fabled Enemies the other day, man. Thank you so much for putting it out. Like,
oh, thank you.
It totally opened my mind, like, to so many different possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm trying to, like, you know, find out where the bottom of the rabbit hole is.
So you got to dig deep, my man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm asking this question. I don't know. Maybe, like, a lot of people know the answer already. I was away at school, but my family lives a little bit north of Indianapolis, mm-hmm. and there was this huge sonic boom, like, an hour after the towers fell.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it might have been, fighters scrambling or something, but like nobody really knows what happened. Do you know anything about that?
Well, you look at it this way, all right? First of all, you're not the only one to hear a sonic boom on the morning of 9/11. If you watch our film Loose Change Final Cut, we actually interview the mayor over at not Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but the town over where the fighter jets were coming in the direction. He describes the same exact thing only moments after the plane supposedly goes down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but you go to the official 9/11 commission report, and of course, they didn't get there for another 30 minutes. All right, then you actually listen to the NORAD tapes, and you can get those online. I mean, that's tough to get through, but we got over 30 hours of tapes, basically ranging from about, I want to say around 8:30 in the morning, 15 minutes before the attacks, until about 2 or 3 hours after the attacks from all these different DAT channels. And they're running all sorts of military war games. Although I kind of touch on that in Fabled Enemies, I go deeper into it. In the final cut, you find out that they're running drills called Amalgam Warrior, Amalgam Virgo, Apollo Guardian, Northern Vigilance. There's just one that was declassified only 2 months ago that's almost completely blacked out. When I say declassified, it's kind of a joke. There's like three paragraphs. It's called Jackal Cave, you know? And if you remember in Fabled Enemies, there's a red and a blue team in that Amalgam Virgo document that I show. And basically, they pit these people off in war games. And one of the big excuses that they threw out to the public for not being able to stop the attacks is they just didn't have fighters in place. And that's partially true. A lot of these fighters were in these red and blue war games out on the west coast off of California, up above in Canada, and out over past the east coast of New York, further away, and Russia was actually part of these drills as well. So I would say this, if you heard sonic booms, it was probably from the fighter jets doing drills that morning, and then maybe being redirected into the real attacks, or possibly being redirected to the false attacks. I mean, for instance, you listen to these tapes I just talked about, and Flight 11 was in the air for 40-plus minutes after it supposedly hit the tower. You know, Flight 93 was passing Delta 1989. They thought Delta 1989 had a bomb on board. They thought Flight 93 was still in the air after it supposedly went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Type in Flight 175 MSNBC, and you'll find Lester Holt of MSNBC. After 175 supposedly went into the tower, he brings up the FAA's own computer logins. In fact, if we can get that clip, guys, I don't know where it is, but I'd love to pull that up there. And on the screen, it's going over all the different flights, and 175 still in the air, and I think it's somewhere in the southeast. It's not even, you know, in the northeast where it's supposed to be. So drills definitely going on that morning. A lot more to be discussed. And like I said, we need a new investigation. Have you seen the Loose Change films yet?
I have not.
That's the next step, man. Yeah, that's the next step is, you know, whereas I focus on kind of like the International Intelligence Organization that helped carry this out, you know, the Israeli Mossad, the Pakistani ISI, the continuity of government program here at home or shadow government. We show you the physical anomalies in Loose Change, and that is really going to blow your mind. It's going to make you ask questions about the Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and some other starter documentaries out there. And I'm glad you're in on this because, you know, we're trying to reach people, you know, reach new people.
Dude, I really appreciate it, and I apologize to all the callers that already know all this.
Hey, that's fine, man. Listen, again, this isn't about preaching to the choir, so we love callers like you. America, Freedom to Fascism is another one of those documentaries that will let you pull in others and really give you a bigger picture. And when you're ready, you know, Alex Jones's library is out there, and he is really one of the reasons I'm here today from his America Destroyed by Design in the late 90s.
As far as I'm concerned, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I just want to talk to people. A lot of people say, you know, Alex is too brash or Alex is too this. Listen, if you believe what I'm talking about, and believe me, he believes what I'm talking about, and he's proven it time and time again, we need a voice to be that angry. We need a voice to scream that loud. We need a voice to get on that bullhorn and fight every day. And I thank God for him, man. So check out Loose Change next. I'd say America Freedom to Fascism, and then get through the Alex Jones, you know, the whole library. It's going to take a while. It's going to be some shocking stuff. Do your own research. I thank you for the call. Those are the type of calls I like. We're bringing it back. We're bringing it back old school, Paul. That's what we're doing. It's the truth. That's what it's all about. It's about bringing people into the information. You know, a lot of people who were familiar with Loose Change thought that, you know, oh, Fabled Enemies is a little too soft from Jason Burmis. Listen, it's a different picture. It doesn't go into the physical anomalies because we've covered that. See, Fabled Enemies to somebody who doesn't know anything about 9/11 truth, just like he said, he's like, it's info shrapnel. These are info bombs. I mean, I was number one in Google Video, you know, September 1st, September 2nd, even on September 11th, and they pulled me off there. They stopped my comments. They froze my views. Why do they do that? Because they control the internet. Google is not our friend. They've been in beta form for 4 years. There's a reason. They didn't like that Loose Change and Zeitgeist became the most popular videos on there ever. They didn't like it at all. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's jump to Daryl in Canada. Daryl, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Thanks for taking my call, first time caller. I basically just stumbled upon you guys about 4 months ago doing Google searches, mm-hmm. and really woke me up. My eyes have been completely opened. The Loose Change, Endgame, all those different movies. I'm trying to spread the word to people down here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things. I love Tex Mars. It was great.
Oh, thank you.
Tonight, I'm loving the new format. so it's nice to hear that. A couple things, though. I'm the kind of guy I like to do some research, and I'll be listening to Alex's rebroadcast and then Googling when I hear something of interest.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a little bit of an urban legend regarding the Washington Monument.
Okay.
My understanding is that the foundations are 36 feet on that, not 111. If you look up Wikipedia and different things on the Washington Monument,
mm-hmm.
it took them decades to build that because they couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's a bit of an urban legend, the 111-foot...
Well, I've also heard, and I don't know whether this is on the History Channel or not, but there's a certain number of bricks that was used as an occultic number as well. You know, a lot of this stuff is tough to confirm. Continue.
If possible. The crypt in the basement of the Capitol, my understanding was that was supposed to be where Washington was laid to rest, but then they decided not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point. One thing I wanted to bring up, I was listening to the show today about the avian flu, and that was really quite scary.
Mm-hmm.
I also find it interesting, though, that a lot of things that are reported here in Canada and in Europe in different major papers throughout the world are blocked seamlessly from the American audience.
Mm-hmm.
A good example is that Mandarin Oriental Hotel in Beijing that burnt up just about 3 weeks ago.
The one that looked like a fireball inside a rocket ship? I mean, like, this thing is like a flamethrower of 50-plus... a story skyscraper completely and totally engulfed in flames for over 24 hours. I mean, the thing looked like a flaming bullet. Continue.
Well, they said the flames were going 200 feet off the roof of it. I did see some video online, but I started looking. I go, well, how are they going to explain that as to World Trade Center 7? And there was virtually nothing in the media about it. And that must be by design, because how can they explain World Trade Center 7 as opposed to the Beijing hotel there.
Yeah, there should have been thermal expansion all over the place, you know, after there. And thermal expansion, folks, for those who don't know, after 7 years of ducking and lying, they decided to come up with an even thicker lie from NIST, where they said, you know what, it isn't the damage from the building we've been saying. It wasn't really that the fire caused the beams to melt. They didn't even weaken. They thermally expanded, causing them to weaken in the center, and then the thing fell symmetrically into itself.
Exactly.
Yikes.
my last point I wanted to bring up was, in relation to Canada, you know, we're like the small brother to the you know, the big United States, and
mm-hmm.
we know we have all the minerals and whatnot that everybody's just, you know, the government's just, apparently they already have plans to invade Canada. That was out of a few years ago. They already have them drawing them up,
mm-hmm.
How they're going to come in and take over at some point. I've heard about chemtrails apparently in Canada. I just wonder if you've heard anything more as far as chemtrails in Canada, and perhaps just a suggestion, maybe someday there could be a show devoted on to where Canada is involved in the whole New World Order scheme. And
you know, we need more of that, and we need more on Australia too, because those are two Western-related nations that really are big into the New World Order. Both your prime minister and the one over in Australia are totally pro-world government. And when you're discussing chemtrails, we have spent a couple shows on that. I forget what her name is, but she's great every time. And she gets a lot of viewer response. Listen, we're getting sprayed. Okay, today it was all over Austin. Happens in upstate New York all the time. Now that I've pointed them out to my friends in New York, they're saying they're all over Long Island as well. Their excuse, we're fighting global warming. It's for your own good. It's delicious and nutritious, and we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Today, unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide.
Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Just this small story before we keep taking your calls. One of these really good cartoonists out there named Michael Dougherty did a sketch of Alex Jones saying he's his favorite documentary filmmaker and radio personality, and it's done quite well, and it looks like I know Dougherty's stuff. I'm looking at his thing. He's a very talented artist, and I think that's probably my favorite sketch of Jones yet. I don't know. It gets the dead on, you know, Alex Jones going at you. Yeah, it's good times for all, and maybe we'll get it printed on a T-shirt for the big guy or put it on a birthday cake for him. Alex Jones, hero to many, including myself. And in case you didn't know, I'll be doing the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. That's right, 7 hours of radio with the Info Warrior. All right, let's go to Papillon in Nebraska. Papillon, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, love the show.
Thanks, man.
What I wanted to get into, first of all, talking about the vaccines, I have 17-year-old and 12-year-old daughters, and I have shown them articles on the Gardasil. So they've been
That's
warned.
The HPV vaccine. Not everybody
right.
knows. It's the HPV vaccine. Again, HPV ain't going to kill you. It isn't really going to hurt you much. It'll probably go away on its own, but they want you to take a live cancer virus to, quote-unquote, combat HPV. Sounds a little nutty.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I made sure that they were aware of it is I've been the victim of family destruction for profit by the state. I'm a divorced dad. It took me some fight to get equal time with my kids, but I wanted to make sure that if mom takes them to get the shot, they refuse it.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. You know, with 50% of people getting divorced nowadays, not everybody is going to be on point. So if you're a parent in one of these situations and you've got two or three kids, even if you're a weekend warrior father or you only see your kids once a month, you should still be very, very concerned with their well-being and at least give them the knowledge to say, you know what, mom, this isn't the right thing. Or, you know what, dad, my other parent told me this and, you know, he gave me these articles and I saw this. And even to be able to combat the establishment there at school to say to the teachers, you know what, I don't want this and this is why.
Exactly. No matter how much time you spend with them, you got to make sure you do all you can to protect them. States, in Pennsylvania came out about them taking, you know, putting kids in care for profit, judges getting kickbacks and so on.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. They were not hundreds of millions. I'm sorry. They made like $2.5 million, and they were just looking to put these kids in there because they were getting kickbacks from the facilities that were being run.
Right. But what most people don't realize is basically you have the same system working in all 50 states. It's not blatant like that, but every state gets money kicked back to them from the federal government for every dollar they run through the child support collection system, for every child that's in foster care. States make profit on destroying families. Attorneys may, you know, they don't want equality. They don't want you having equal time with your kids because if there's conflict, there's money to be made. I mean, you've got mediators, you've got counselors, you've got attorneys and judges making money. The states get kickbacks from the feds for every dollar they run through under Title 4D. They get about 7 cents for every dollar they run through their collection system. So they want family destruction. They want child support being paid because the states make money on it. And in Nebraska, I talked about a case where one individual exposed the fraud and extortion that is in the laws. And it's in all 50 states, and a judge did not respond. Now, silence equals consent in the courts. You don't respond to something, they deem that you've consented. Well, this judge didn't respond, which means he's consented. He's admitted the fraud and extortion. And now they don't know what to do with this case. It's currently, what they like to say, is under advisement, which means, you know, they'll answer when they answer.
Yeah, if they answer at all. And on top of everything you just said there, they also use these child protective services and these foster care units as a recruitment center for the elite's little pedophilia rings. I mean, this is where they recruit kids to not only pleasure the elite for, you know, drugs and other things, but they also run them as drug mules. I mean, just look at the Franklin cover-up. Just look
exactly.
at, you know...
This area. I'm in the Omaha metro area. That happened here. This is a major center for child abduction going into these porn and prostitution rings. And since we only have one major newspaper in town, which coincidentally the publisher retired, but I believe still controls it. They say it's an employee-owned paper. But Harold Anderson,
yeah, right.
the publisher, he's a member of the CFR.
Oh, really? The CFR?
Oh, yeah.
What a wonderful organization that is. I mean, let's own up to it, folks. We have this tyrannical elite in power, and they like to dabble in young lads. This is not funny. And they use these kind of systems, these CPS systems, to recruit these kids. It's unbelievable to me. We're going to keep taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacks made of pain. Then upon the government sealed and signed, delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps.
Questionable times of, you know, an economy that just doesn't look like it's going to make it. Who's doing well? You know who's doing well. The good people at Walmart are doing well. They're number one. You know, despite everybody else going under, everybody else having financial hardships, Walmart still increasing the amount of sales, saying since February, its sales have risen 5.1%. Yeah, Circuit City, bye-bye. Blockbuster, probably no more. You know, GM, we need another $3.5 billion or we'll be done in a week. But Walmart, the home of Chinese slave labor. And a happy face, apparently. I think that the two go together like, you know, white on rice or peanut butter and jelly, the happy face of Chinese tyranny. Walmart's doing great. You know, probably just going to sprout up all sorts of, you know, delicious stores everywhere. JCPenney, they're down 8.8%. Macy's down 8.5%. You know, Wall Street also down. You know, most luxury stores down, down, down. Neiman Marcus, of course. Yep, but the Walmart doing A-OK. And it's going to... Ah, there you are, the happy face. Oh, you know what that is? That's the face of lowering prices, huh? Falling prices, that's what it is. You know what? Yeah, it's the rollback guy. He's rolling it back. Well, you know what? Who doesn't like a dancing smiley face? You know what? I got most artistic when I was a kid in high school, when I was a little scamping lad, weighed about $1.60. But one of my big, don't put that on the air, guys. Oh, my producers are killing me. I think Jaren's collapsed on the floor out there. But I got most artistic, and one of my better paintings was just a bunch of happy faces with the teeth and the different eyes and the smiles. Everybody loves a happy face. And it was shortly after that Walmart took up the happy face, and he was animated and dancing like, hey, all right, you want to pay $10 for sneakers? How about paying $5? It's the rollback guy, you know? And, you know, that's the type of society we live in. I'm guilty of it. I love a super center. Where else can you get a shotgun at 3 in the morning and get some milk and eggs as well? And, you know, like I came into town, I didn't have any furniture. I need an inflatable mattress. And look, there's a, yeah. Paul's telling me society's worst at Walmart. You know what? You know when you're seeing society's worst at Walmart? When you're seeing the dude that maybe is breaking 40 and he can so barely walk, he's walking directly towards the rascal, and he's riding around the rascal in the Walmart, and you're thinking to yourself, there was an able-bodied human being, and because of that McDonald's, which is stationed inside the Walmart, he can't even walk to go get his Chinese slave goods. In fact, you know what I'm endorsing right now? I'm endorsing Walmart, the high cost, the low prices. Go check it out. It's on the Google video for the kids. It's on the YouTube. It really breaks it down. I also want to plug the Obama deception. March 15th, tyranny gets a facelift. Only at PrisonPlanet.tv. This really... Alex's voice is very refined, very calm in this. The presentation makes the film go by very quickly, and it exposes the front man, Obama. All right, let's keep going through your calls. I know you've been holding for a while out there. Let's go to Victor in Arizona. Victor, what's on your mind?
Well, howdy, Jason, and thank you. Thank you for your voice.
No, thanks, man.
And I'm doing my part. I have to call in and holler, too. You know, Alex may be harsh to some, but he's right.
Yeah.
And people don't want to hear it. Or my eyes have just been recently opened, and I'm telling everyone, you know, it's actually all about the buck. You've talked about so many different things. But I guess my question is, or a challenge, can we get all these little splinter groups everywhere? They're all over. The blogosphere is just full of new people just like me, realizing how bad and desperate things are.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a challenge that from coast to coast, for instance, we all honk our horns at 5 o'clock tomorrow or whatever, because there doesn't seem to be any cohesiveness.
Yeah, yet I mean, a lot of people have called this. We need a better, you know, way to bring us all together. Now, I would say the last time we really had a massive amount of people coming together was probably Ron Paul's counter convention, which I wasn't able to attend. out at, I believe it was over in Denver. I'm not sure if it was Denver or the other one. I'm not sure, but they got a lot of people there. And then on 9/11, we were able to get over 2,000 people. 9/11, this is the fifth anniversary. Over 2,000 people down in New York City. It is very hard to get a large number of people to take up a common cause and come together. The splinter groups only work so well, I'll agree. I wonder when the next time is that we are going to be able to establish a large number of people for our cause. I think that the 10th anniversary of 9/11, which is quite a ways away, but poses a great opportunity for us, not only for 9/11 Truth, but the Patriot movement in general. How can we get together before that? Well, I think there has to be some kind of a larger crisis. You know, I mean, for instance, you know, Alex Jones has a money bomb, and he's able to get up somewhere around $200,000 to $250,000 donated to him. Now, even that's a great accomplishment, but people didn't have to get up out of their seats. They had to swipe a card, make a call, write a check. It is even harder to get people out into the streets. And that's why I applaud groups like truthaction.org, We Are Change. Even in these small splinter groups, we can still make a difference if we arm ourselves InfoWarriors tool. I think the camera is the tool that we need. But you know what? Maybe you have to start that website and say, you know, pick a date and say, this is when we can get together. And whether it's a large success or a small success, build upon that.
Well, that's what it's going to take, I think. And I'll go out in the street physically tomorrow and hold a sign, honk at 5 or honk for freedom. I will be in the street, I promise.
All right, well, thank you, Victor. Victor, I suggest that you, especially out of Arizona, I know that there's a few Arizona 9/11 truth groups out there. I would definitely check out, if We Are Change doesn't have a chapter, it sounds like you would be a good person to start one. We got to keep moving. Let's go to Philip in Texas. Philip, what's on your mind? You still there, Philip? Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Jason.
Thank you.
Alex all the time, and, you know, something extra to, you know, kind of listen to at night. And this is, I'm a little disturbed this evening. You know, I've been awake for a while, and this, you know, like I've seen, like, the, you know, there's that FEMA thing over at Highland Mall, and, mm-hmm. you know, you see things, the things affect you a little differently when, you know, they're, like, right in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 25 years old. I recently took guardianship of my little sister so that she could come over here and go to a different high school. And she's a junior. And she comes home and she's like, hey, I need help with my homework. And, you know, me and my fiance are like, sure, what do you need? So she starts reading me her homework assignment. And it's basically a project about making pie charts, in which they want her to track her activities and also the activities of her parent or guardian. The activities include sleep, school, work, eating, TV, exercise, leisure, homework, and internet time. She gets an extra grade if she goes into detail about those, and she also gets extra credit if she provides appropriate pictures.
Geez, I wonder if that's going to be filed into some kind of a database somewhere. Hmm.
Well, I mean, the whole assignment is how to build a database. It's talking about Microsoft Word spreadsheets and
how to build a tattletale society, you know? Stasi Force.
Yeah,
there it is right there.
I hear Alex and you and, like, you know, all these guys talking about, like, you know, having your kids spying you. I remember when I was a little kid, my mom laughed about it that I came home because I was in elementary school, and I guess they had been talking to us about, like, you know, the environment or whatever, and I told my mom we needed to cut a hole in the bottom of the car and, you know, go around like the Flintstones because we're destroying the planet. And it's just ridiculous. And it, like I said, you know, I know this stuff goes on, but, like, you know, when my little sister brings it into my house and says, hey, I need to track your activities for a week, it's a little disturbing.
Oh, it's more than that. I mean, you know, I got a lot of friends that now teach at the high school, and I went to one of those schools where until you were in eighth grade, you were in one school, and then it was middle school and high school together. And they teach it, you know, both. I got a couple there. And one of them teaches it about the, I believe it's the fifth grade level. And one day, the administrator said, okay, well, we're going to take DNA swab tests today, and we need you to hand these out to your students and have them swab. And Matt's like, no, I don't think I'm going to be doing that until they come in with a permission slip and their parents know about it. And they go, oh, no, everything's good. And he's like, no, everything's not good. I won't do it. And eventually, you know, he actually got the permission slips, and a couple parents did say no. But it's just supposed to be second nature. Oh, we're going to take your kid's DNA, and we're going to do whatever we want with it. And we know that they're taking these databases. We know that they're keeping tabs on us. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that people can't see past this and they let, you know, these establishments such as the school system raise their children.
Yeah, I mean, the school that I put her in, actually, there was a small fiasco when I was trying to enroll her. When she was, like, I want to say 6 or 7, she burned the house down and her vaccination...
small
her vaccination
fiasco.
Her vaccination records went up in the fire. And so I don't know who has those records, but every time she switched school, they've been able to, you know, get transcripts of the vaccination records or whatever. So I'm trying to enroll her, and I don't have access to that. I'm just her brother. I don't have access to that. And, you know, my mom was like, well, get them to transfer from the school. And the lady's like, you know, I can't get a hold of them. We need to have those vaccination records. We need to make sure she's vaccinated. And I was like, yeah, I bet you do. And then she started to tell me that it's state law. And, you know, like I said, I listen to Alex all the time. And I just kind of, like, chuckled. I was like, I'm not going to get into it with you right now, lady. I have to be somewhere. And yeah. I just kind of walked out. But
it's a law until you say, you know what, it's not a law, it's a regulation. I know your loopholes. I know if I say I'm a conscientious objector or it's against my religious beliefs, I don't have to poison my kid, you know, in this case your sister. But you have to be stern about it. But, you know, they're going to act all pompous to you. And they know about the back doors, but they don't want to talk about them because they know it's not in their best interest. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to the next caller, Steve in Canada. Steve, what's on your mind? Steve, you there?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes,
oh,
Steve.
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Great. Great to be here. Yeah, a little chemtrail report from Vancouver. They've been spraying plenty for the last, I don't know how long now, a few months for sure, years maybe.
Sir, they don't exist, okay? I mean, there is no such thing as a chemtrail.
You know, it's funny because I'll actually stop people walking down the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
People that look like they're halfway there anyway and go, you know what that is? And they'll look at it and... No, I had no idea. That's a chemtrail. Well, what do you mean? You see that plane there that's leaving that big streak? And you see that streak over there? And you see that streak over there? Well, that's their work this morning. And,
and you know, you gotta wonder, who is it? Who gets these jobs? And why aren't they talking about it? Because it's in every state now. It's in a lot of counties. And you know these got to be regular pilots. So please, if you're listening to the show and you're putting up chemtrails, will somebody please... I know there's a couple pilots out there that have taken some pictures inside the planes and then on the outsides to show what they do, used to disperse them, but we need a bigger picture. Even if you have a small picture, somebody out there, tell us what you know. Steve, I got to let you go because it looks like I have an interesting caller. We have Linda in Washington, and she says she works with Vincent Bugliosi. Linda, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, Jason, first I'd like to congratulate you on your new show.
Well, thank you.
I have been a fan of yours since Loose Change came out.
Thank you.
And I was having everybody that I knew watch it. And shocking, you know, people were being shocked out of their gourds. I am working with Mr. Bugliosi right now, trying to get his message out about the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's not an easy message to get out. That's why I'm calling you, and I really appreciate having some time to speak with you.
Hey, no problem. And, you know, Bugliosi's been on the Alex Jones show, and he wants to prosecute the administration for his war crimes. It looks like there might be some kind of a Leahy investigation into the Bush administration's war crimes. But it's just shocking to me that this is going through such a process. We now have these people out of the administration. We know we relied to up and down in the lead-in and after the Iraq war. What is it going to take? I mean, we obviously know that this new administration has no desire to go after the former administration because they want to keep all these war powers for themselves.
Yes, and Mr. Bugliosi is very single-minded about this, that we need to prosecute. We don't need a substitute investigation commission where people will get immunity from prosecution by testifying before the commission. What we do need is to have a fact-finding group getting together to put together the prosecution of George W. Bush. He is, if people haven't read the book, I highly recommend getting the book because it is an ironclad case against George W. Bush for the murder of over
1 million Iraqis and thousands of U.S. soldiers.
2,140 soldiers who died in Iraq, who are now, according, and I'm using Mr. Bugliosi's verbiage, they are crying out from their graves for justice. And we can't let them die like they did on Bush's lies without regaining the integrity and the rule of law in our country and prosecuting George Bush and his co-conspirators for what they did by taking our country to lie, to war on lies, and also they doctored documents which they presented to the Congress for the vote to take us to war. So the Congress wasn't given the true documents. October 1st of 2001, George Bush was given intelligence reports from 16 separate intelligence agencies, including the CIA, in which the each of these agencies stated that their Saddam Hussein was not an imminent threat to the United States. And October 7th of that same year, Bush, I believe he was speaking before the University of Ohio in Cincinnati, he said that that Saddam Hussein could bomb us or attack us.
He had a potential to not only create maybe a dirty bomb, but, you know, a nuclear bomb. And that's when they said, oh, they have weapons of mass destruction. They never destroyed them. They won't let the U.N. come in. And the U.N. was coming in.
Rice was saying, you know, we have a smoking gun, and the smoking gun is a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, and then they fear-mongered incredibly. They sent Colin Powell before the United Nations with these doctored photographs of supposed, you know, chemical bioweapons labs that were in the back of trucks. All propaganda. I do think people need to get behind that. I thank you for the call, Linda. We're going to take a couple more calls in the next break. We're almost done with this segment here. And, you know, I just want to encourage people to support things like Bugliosi's condemnation. Yeah, because it is a condemnation of this administration, but it's more than just this administration. We do need to get to the bottom of those war crimes. They do need to be prosecuted, and especially not only for the Iraq War, but 9/11 itself. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery. and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And I am the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, gotta love that track. That's the first one off the Flobots new album, Fight With Tools. Not that new anymore, came out over the summer. We had the Flobots on. It's more than just a one-hit wonder. I Can Ride My Bike With No Handlebars, or Handlebars video, is rather excellent, but there's a lot of great tracks on there. It's probably, you know what, Rolling Stone does the 100 best albums every year, and they snuffed that one out for a bunch of crap, man. I mean, they put Axl Rose and Chinese Democracy in the top 10. Not that great, you know? I mean, I enjoyed the Metallica album this year, but the Flobots album is really, it's top-notch, folks. That and the Immortal Technique album this year. I encourage you to go check it out if you haven't already. All right, let's go through these last couple calls. It is the final segment over here. It's hard to believe we almost got 1 week done. You know, it's a fun job. I really, you know, as serious as the subject matter is here, you know, we try to take it as in stride as we can. We try to motivate people to do things, to become proactive and not just listen to radio shows like this one, but spread the word, spread the podcast, spread the YouTube love, you know, make copies of our films, Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Endgame, 9/11 Chronicles. I mean, these are all great tools, and don't forget the Obama Deception dropping on March 15th, only at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll be back tomorrow hosting the Alex Jones Show and this one, of course. All right, let's go to Mike in Kansas. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I was reading about the Baxter vaccine situation that's come up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering, something that I've not been able to find yet is, out of all of the countries that these contaminated vaccines were sent to, which one was the first one to blow the whistle, and how much time had elapsed? You know, it's not really clear.
No, it isn't clear. You're right. Well, you know what? I was talking to Jones about it, and Jones seems to think that some insiders blew the whistle. I'm not quite sure. That's a great question, and hopefully I will have the answer for you tomorrow, because we're going to be covering this with Paul Watson. Paul Watson has links to all sorts of articles. That is a good question.
Really,
it seems like it was shipped out to Europe, right? I mean, I don't think anything was shipped to North America at all. I think it must have been a European nation.
It seems like I keep seeing like 18 different countries within the European nations.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really bothering me about it is that anybody that I've mentioned it to is just completely dumbfounded to the information, and it kind of ties into what your previous caller was talking about with, you know, not being able to get the word out with some of the information that I've been learning,
mm-hmm.
mainly from reading like InfoWars and Prison Planet. But
mm-hmm.
This is verifiable information, and I haven't seen it on MSN or NBC.
It's not going to be. Listen, like I said, the only American mainstream article I was able to dig up was in Bloomberg, and when I sent the link to my producer, he got a link to an ad. So yeah, the American media is being quiet. You know what? If there's any listeners of Sirius Radio out there, you guys listen to Stern, you listen to Bubba the Love Sponge. Bubba the Love Sponge talks a lot about these issues, believe it or not. And I'd like it to get on Bubba, because Bubba could blow it up big. He's got a big audience. He's got a commoner's audience, you know, people that are into NASCAR, that are into pro wrestling, that we're trying to relate to. I'm sorry, Stella, we can't go to you. Hopefully you can call back tomorrow. Remember, I'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show, and maybe we will have an answer. You know, who did blow the whistle on this contaminant? It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, you can see the whole thing live over at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can get the podcast tomorrow over at InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.